Welcome to the KJGR Interviews Podcast. I'm Matt Desch, and today we're covering the upcoming levies for the West Valley School District. And join me in the studio to help break it down is the superintendent of West Valley School, Mr. Richard Gross.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. So how long have you been at West Valley School? So
this is my eighth year at West Valley School.
And you were previously the elementary principal?
I was. Okay. Yes, I guess it's my seventh year.
Okay.
I was the elementary principal, and then this is my first year in this role.
Okay, nice. You're doing a good job so far.
Thank you.
And also in the studio is school board trustee Marilyn Hedstrom. Marilyn, how long have you been on the school board?
I've been on the school board 6 years.
6 years, okay. Mm-hmm. And the Hedstrom name, that's a long-time local West Valley name right there.
That's right. I had a sister-in-law that taught there for a lot of years.
Yes, yes. I think the Hedstroms have been in West Valley since the beginning of time, I'm pretty sure.
It's very close.
Yeah, we have Kalispell Creamery out there.
Where oh, yes, yes.
Kind of a landmark.
Yes, a local institution for sure. Yeah, well, right. I love the Kalispell Creamery. The milk's so good.
Thank you.
And so in the interest of full disclosure on this interview, my son went to West Valley School and my daughter is currently a seventh grader, but that's not why we're doing this interview. West Valley School reached out to the radio station about a possible interview to get more information out to the public. And of course, we said yes, and I'm the guy to do the interview. So that's how it worked out. So Mr. Gross, tell me about West Valley School and the school district.
Well, we are a K-8 district located about 5 miles west of Kalispell. We have about 770 students and roughly 80 to 85 staff members, about 57 certified teachers, and about 30 support staff.
So what is what are the boundaries of West Valley School District?
So anything west of Stillwater Road in the 3 mile drive area, and then as north to Church Drive that goes, let's see, east down to where Church Drive does that S
yep.
curve.
Yep.
And then west pretty much to the hills.
Okay. So that makes sense. So, and it's the largest rural school in Flathead County, isn't it?
It is. It's the second largest in the state of Montana.
Wow. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. You said 760 students?
Yes.
Wow.
Correct.
That is insane. All right, Marilyn, the last time West Valley School passed a levy was 2007. How has the school changed since then?
Well, actually, it has grown, of course, with all the development coming out north of town, from 390 to the 760. So it has nearly doubled the enrollment since our last levy was approved.
And that last levy in 2007, was that when they built the middle school on?
That's a separate levy.
Okay.
That was so that was a bond.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
That was ran, and then the school was opened in 2015.
Okay. Okay, so the bonds are for building and levies are for building, correct?
That's mm-hmm. correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. We got to get that straightened out here.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Gross, what is the current yearly budget for West Valley School?
Right now, we operate at about $5 million per year. Next year, we're looking at about the same number, okay. Between $5 and $5.2
million. Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. So how is the state funding for schools? Has that increased over the last few years or has that stayed the same?
It's stayed fairly the same because the formula hasn't changed. And that's how it's really based off of, is a formula.
Yeah, so funding has stayed about the same, but schools still have to deal with inflation, just
correct.
Like everybody else, right?
Right, and we only get a 3%, I guess, room for inflation there from the state. And I mean, it's looking a lot higher than that for us.
For sure. I mean, with inflation, everything's going up. I mean, schools got to buy toilet paper,
yes,
and the cost of toilet paper goes up.
And exactly.
Schools
and all the
have
utilities
less money. Yeah, utilities, every little thing.
Yep.
So in Montana, each district has a minimum base amount of money they have to spend, and that is set by the state?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. And that is mostly based on the number of students in your school?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's where that formula comes into play.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that minimum is that minimum covered by the state, or does that include local property taxes as well?
It includes local property taxes as well. About 40% of the base budget is funded just purely by the state.
Okay.
And then everything else is supposed to be paid for by the taxpayers. And that's not everything else, but about 10 to 11, 12%, right around that range is supposed to be, you know, funded from other sources, and then 20% for property taxes, and that's where it's frustrating because we know that it's hard out there for people. We know people are paying more in property taxes. Yeah. I live in West Valley District myself, so I know I get it.
Yeah.
But so I wish that the state didn't, you know, force us to ask for the extra, not for the remaining budget to be fully funded.
Yeah. So,
yeah, because our budget, our max budget is almost $6 million.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask about that. The state also has a maximum budget for schools. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But that in-between amount, between the minimum and the maximum, that's where the levy money comes in, right?
Correct, yep. And so we have a thing that's called highest budget without a vote. And so that's excluding, you know, all the non-voted levy, things like that. Tuition, which we won't have next year due to House Bill 203. Which is where we get that $5.2 million number. The highest amount we can ask for with a vote would be $5.98 or $6 million, essentially.
Okay.
So when we're asking for, you know, a $347,000 operational or general fund levy, that's where we look at that range, because we, I think we could go up to about $700,000 in an ask, but, you know, we try to keep it as low as possible with still being able to maintain and run the building.
Yeah, for sure. And then West Valley ranks 17th out of 19 districts in Flathead County for their percentage of the budget funded by voter levies, which that's about 17% of your budget.
Correct.
And that sounds like to me that West Valley is being pretty efficient with the money.
Yeah, we've done a great job. The staff there is incredible, and they've been unreal over the years in trying to be creative to make it so that each dollar that we spend is well spent on kids.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a very kid first staff, and you see that when you walk in the building.
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, my kids go there, and the teachers are awesome. They're amazing. They're always, the kids love them.
It's true.
Yep. And one question that I always get about school levies in the Valley, especially recently, and either of you can answer this, is with all the growth and all the new subdivisions and all the new housing, doesn't that mean more property taxes for the schools? And where's that money going?
That's a really good question. And really, it doesn't mean a heck of a lot of difference for us, because that's not how we're funded. We're funded based on, you know, A and B, which is average number belonging, which is kid numbers.
Yeah.
And so when you have more building in an area, the way I like to describe it is kind of like a bucket of popcorn. And if I've got a bucket of popcorn and I need to fill it by myself, then I'm responsible for everything in there. Yeah. If more people are coming in to offer more popcorn, then my contribution to the popcorn actually goes down.
Oh, okay.
So it's set at a flat level, really, no matter how many homes we get. It's just that more homes mean more kids.
Yeah.
And so that's where the stress comes in on the building and on the staff.
So the share of the budget gets spread out to more homes.
It's
not everybody, not that the school is getting a lot more money with each house.
Yes, okay. Correct.
Okay. So that's one where people are always confused.
And it's confusing. Yeah. It really is. And I think that it's really helpful to have this conversation, you know.
For sure. So Maryland West Valley School is proposing two levies, the general fund levy of $347,000 and a tech levy of $83,000. What will the general fund levy do?
The general fund levy will allow us to retain the classroom teaching positions that we have. Hopefully we won't have to let any more teachers go. We have worked so hard to keep our class sizes down. That's one of our main focuses at West Valley School, and we want to be able to keep that. And then we have to maintain a support staff for struggling learners.
Yes.
And that the general fund levy needs to support that. You know, we're kind of struggling to get to have people come to our school as paras and help. And the, you know, we want to be able to pay them at least a wage that's competitive.
Yeah.
And we can't do that unless we get some more money to do it with. Everybody knows how difficult it is to get employees in the Valley, and the schools are no different from that. And they need to have enough money that we can be competitive to keep good people.
Yeah, and the teacher aids are very important, because there's kids that need extra help so they can catch up with other kids.
Critically important.
Yes, absolutely. Very, very important.
Yeah,
yes.
And their wage does not at all reflect the value that they
add. Exactly.
And I think we did a quick look at the beginning of the year, and if you start at West Valley as a para, for example, you would have to work about 10 years at West Valley to make what you could start tomorrow at Panda Express.
Oh man, that's rough.
That's you can't compete.
No, that you can't. You can't.
To do. We have the amenities. You get to work with kids.
Yes,
right.
True.
And those are the benefits.
And that's a good one. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of people working with the kids that are totally devoted to that.
Yes.
And that's a blessing. The other thing is that our facility is old. Mm-hmm. We've patchworked it together for years and years.
Yes, yes.
And this year we've got some real issues with our heating and cooling.
Uh-huh.
It's really, we've had some cold days this winter, and we have an excellent facility manager who just kind of is holding things together with duct tape and bedding twine.
He's the MacGyver of the building.
Oh, he's very good, but there's a limit to what he can do.
Yeah.
And so we need to give him some more tools to work with. We've got to face some issues with some heating and cooling, especially in the schools, not to mention some other maintenance things that are less obvious, but is important.
And you guys said that the HVAC unit went out like 8 times this winter?
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Kids were cold in the classroom?
Yeah, one average temperature we had on a day was about 57 degrees, I think.
Yeah, that's cold.
It's too cold.
It's scary when you think it was at least maintaining that. What happens when it
goes out?
Doesn't.
Yeah, no kidding. Right. Yeah, you got to keep the school warm.
That's right.
And then Mr. Gross, West Valley cut $250,000 from the operating budget for this school year, and that was the result of 4 staff being eliminated?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, and what that means is that we lose them to attrition.
Yeah.
So we've had them, you know, working in our building, and you know, for whatever reason, they either retire or they move on, and we're not able to fill that position.
Yes.
So that's where it gets really hard, because we, you know, we'd love to fill every position we possibly can. More help means that kids learn.
Yeah.
And when we can't fill positions, then we lose them to attrition.
Yeah, so, and then the class sizes grow.
Yeah,
exactly.
Individual instruction decreases, and we're not able to offer as much to kids.
Yeah, exactly. And if this general fund levy doesn't pass, you're going to have to cut another $350,000 from the budget?
Yeah, right in that arena. And unfortunately, we had to make the very difficult decision again to not bring back the STEM program for the elementary. It was just something that we could not afford to keep.
Yeah, and STEM is the science, technology, engineering and math program.
Yes,
so that's very, very needed right
now. It is needed. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's one of the things that I did bring out to the elementary as the principal there. And I was really proud of the work that our teachers did to make that possible. And unfortunately, it's one of the things that hopefully we can bring back. But right now, we're just in a budget situation that we can't maintain it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, Marilyn, what will the technology levy fund?
The technology levy basically will fund some computer testing. We're mandated by the state to do testing periodically for our kids. Mm-hmm. Costs us about $12,000 a year, I think, Richard. And but it has to be done by computer. Mm-hmm. There's no other way. And they mandate the test, but they don't mandate the computers. So we do not have the they don't fund the computers.
Yeah.
So we have to come up with computers for that.
So the state is mandating you guys to do these testing, but they don't fund it.
No, correct. That's right.
So we need to change that.
How
do we get that changed? Do we contact the legislature and get them to fund those mandated testing? Yeah,
absolutely.
That seems fair to me that the state would fund that.
Right.
For sure.
And it's really important to distinguish that we don't just want new, shiny, fancy things, you know, with this tech levy. We really just want to be able to cover our basics with, like Marilyn said, with the testing piece, but also to protect student data and privacy. All of that stuff costs money. And we're being constantly, you know, hit by people who want into data. And
cybersecurity is very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And there's schools here in the Flathead Valley that have been struck.
Definitely.
I believe Columbia Falls was struck a couple of years ago and lost a bunch of data, and people were getting text messages and threatening messages. It was
cyber
it was
threats
scary.
Yeah, have gone up like 827% is the number that we found, and it's hard.
We've got an awesome tech person at the school. She's very, very, very good. And she works at maintaining all these things for us. But it's not cheap. And she comes before the school board and says, you know, I need this much money because we have got to have another contract upgrade. And but she keeps right on top of it. Mm-hmm. But there's a limit to what she can do with the funding that she has.
For sure.
And so she even needs just maintaining our online infrastructure, too, which has kind of become just as important, if not more important than other utilities.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like technology is very important in schools because almost all the jobs you have now are run by computers or you're working on
and
a computer.
Most of instruction is provided via online you know, materials. Yep. And so it's almost, I would say, just as important as power and
it is, for sure.
It's garbage removal and all of it.
It's essential now. You can't do it without it.
No.
They and one of the figures we have is that 88% of Montana jobs today use digital skills.
Yes, and I was I was thinking about my friends who all have jobs and everybody works on a computer. I mean, unless you're outside pounding nails, you're inside working on a computer. Every room I go to in this building, I'm working on a computer in some room.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So on the school website, Mr. Gross, westvalleyschool.com, there's a ton of information about the levies. But one thing that stood out were those tables that you have on this website about what the levies will cost based on the median value of homes.
Right.
For example, a home worth $444,000, the general fund levy will raise the property taxes about $8 a month. And the tech levy will raise the property taxes by about $1.90 a month. So about $10 a month per home for this, both of these levies.
Right, for both of these.
Which is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, we felt like we could come up with a number that, that was reasonable for families, knowing that it is so hard out there right now.
Yeah.
And people are getting a correction to their taxes in the mail.
Yes.
So the timing on that couldn't have been worse. And,
true.
And but you know, I do feel like our kids are worth investing in. I feel like our school is worth investing in. Mm-hmm. And I think at no point will you be able to avoid the future generation out there.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
You know, they're going to be a part of our communities. They're going to be a part of our lives. And we really, really want to have well-rounded children who become well-rounded adults.
Yeah, for sure. And like I was saying, these levies are very reasonable. $347,000 for the general fund levy and $83,000 for the tech levy. A lot of times when you get these levy ballots in the mail and you, as a homeowner, you're sitting there, you open them and you get sticker shock when you open it. And, but these are very reasonable. It's a good job by the school board and by
you, Mr.
Gross, for being reasonable on this levy. Okay, Marilyn, the levy ballots will be mailed out April 19th.
April 19th, and they need to come in on May 7th. And so our concern is we'd like to have everybody who's interested in the school become a registered voter.
Yes.
We have a lot of people who say, oh, gee, I'm really for the school, but I'm not a registered voter. Well, we'd like to fix that. We have a sign in our foyer, in fact, that says, are you a registered voter? If not, we can show you how to do it.
Nice.
And so we really want to concentrate on people who are not registered voters in our district, but who want to support the school.
Yeah.
You know, another thing I'd like to add is that our school board members are all parents of young kids at West Valley School. And Mr. Gross himself, our main administrator, has got young kids in West Valley School. They've all got a vested interest in what they're doing here. Mm-hmm. And they've worked so very hard to pare the expenses down to the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. And they have spent hours on this. Our school board has. But there's just a point where you can't stretch it any further.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it just needs to be funded with more money.
And school elections are usually known for low voter turnout, and we need to change that.
Right.
We need to get more participation.
That's a great point too. And on Marilyn's point about voter registration too, a lot of people think they're registered to vote, and they aren't. and yeah. or you know, and so
it's easy to
and
do.
It's very easy to
very
do.
Very easy to yeah. do.
It takes literally minutes, if that.
Yeah. You can do it all online so, now.
Yes,
yeah, that's
for
right
for sure. And so these the ballots can be dropped off at West Valley School as well.
Correct.
Or
that's
they
correct.
Can mail them back.
Or they can mail them. Yep.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if don't wait till May 5th to mail it back because it might
right.
not get there in time.
Exactly.
No, but yeah. you can draw if you. If you do wait, you can drop it off on May 7th,
yes.
That very day that they're due. And I think the office mm-hmm. is going to be open
till 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. So there you go. So
you can drop it by after hours, you know. So don't let that be a deterrent. If you don't get it in the mail in time, drop it mm-hmm. by the school.
I would mm-hmm. say if it's after May 1st, drop yeah. it off at the school
right.
just to make
it.
Sure
that's
it gets
good.
There in time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Good. It's easy enough to do. Just walk in the door and hand it to our business
yeah,
office.
Exactly. So. When you're picking up your kids or dropping mm-hmm. them off, yeah, mm-hmm. drop off your ballot too.
Right.
That's right.
All right. Mr. Gross and Marilyn Hedstrom, thanks for coming in today. And what's that school website one more time for people to find more information?
Oh, it's westvalleyschool.com.
All right.
And then there's a link on there that will take you to the levy page.
Yeah, there's a big banner right there on the homepage. Yes. I saw it. And it's easy to find.
Can't miss it.
Tons of information. And one of the things I did like on that website was there's a link to an article that explains school funding in Montana.
Yes, yeah.
And mm-hmm. it has all the graphics and it has a little soup analogy on there too.
Right.
It's very, very, very yeah. well done.
It's way better at explaining it than I am.
It is confusing. So
is.
I would definitely look it up and read that article. All right, that does it for this episode of KJJR Interviews. I'm Matt Desch, and make sure you share this podcast with your West Valley neighbors.
Thank you.
Thank you.